Welcome back to the Just Act podcast. I'm Dr. Ashley Fiorelli, your host and guide on this journey towards psychological flexibility and personal transformation. If you're new to the podcast, Just Act is all about acceptance and commitment therapy, or ACT, and how you can help clarify and transform different aspects of your daily life. As a behavior analyst, trauma-informed practitioner, yoga teacher, and lifelong learner, I'm excited to share the insights and techniques that have helped me and countless others find greater meaning, purpose, and happiness. Whether you're a seeker of information, a seeker of self-reflection, or a seeker of creating positive change for yourself, this podcast is for you. You can always join me for workshops, online courses, and personalized coaching to deepen your practice and accelerate your growth. Visit my website to learn more and sign up today. As always, I want to emphasize that the information shared here is not a substitute for mental health services and support. Instead, each episode is my hope to provide a different perspective in looking at daily challenges, struggles, and growth opportunities. By cultivating psychological flexibility, we can learn to make decisions based on the present moment, our values, and the willingness to hold space for uncomfortable feelings along the way. So whether you're just getting started or continuing on your ACT journey, thank you for joining me on this path towards greater well-being and fulfillment. Let's just ACT. Hello, my amazing listeners. I am back with another exciting episode of Just ACT, Accept, Clarify, and Transform. So buckle up, because today we are embarking on a journey that combines the wisdom of acceptance and commitment therapy, a touch of magic from Harry Potter, which is new for me, and tapping into the serene embrace of nature. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you won't miss out on any of our future discussions. So first, kind of picture this. It is a lovely California morning. It's been really hot by me. There's this sense of adventure in the air, and yours truly is packing her bags for a little adventure. But it's not just an ordinary adventure. It's a little bit of a double dose of adventure. So my first stop over the last couple of weeks was the ACBS World Conference in beautiful Cyprus, where minds that are passionate about acceptance and commitment therapy came together to share their work and leave with an awe-inspired sense. So this is why there's been a little bit of a break of episodes, is because I was out and about traveling. And as we dive into today's topic, I wanted to ponder the words of Russ Harris. This quote is, "The struggle is part of the process." So this is actually quite fitting for my journey, my time in Cyprus, and maybe a little bit of a mantra for life itself. So the Cyprus conference was beautiful. It was also very hot. I got sick and I left with a lot of inspiration on how to work better for the clients and provide information to you out there. The struggle is a part of the process, embracing the struggle. Now, the second part of my trip, fast forwarding, was a very quick journey to Edinburgh, which has captivated my heart through the TV show Outlander. And I really just love the idea of the nature of Edinburgh, the history, and this idea of the ancient tales and folklores that come with it, because there's such a deep connection to the land and the stories. So while I was there, I found myself kind of doing that, basking really in the magic of nature and just drawing on inspiration from the landscaping. And also, yes, while I was there, I went on a Harry Potter tour, which has reawakened my love of Harry Potter. So I'm currently starting the books over from book number one and diving into that just pleasure-filled reading journey for myself. In that nature setting, it's just magic, right? You're like stepping into the pensive. You're immersing yourself in your memories and your emotions that the nature pulls up and that experience. And just like magic, nature has the power to heal, to transform, and to connect us with what truly matters. So that's what I did. I connected with nature while I was there. I got downpoured and rained on and walked barefoot in the fairy pools and just put down my journal, put down my computer, and connected with the beautiful sense of greenery around me. And did you know that research shows that spending time in nature significantly reduces your stress and anxiety? So why not let nature embrace you and guide you on your path of growth? Now, let's shift our focus to the heart of today's episode. Because I'm on this reawakening of my love of Harry Potter, we're going to embed that throughout today's journey. So think of acceptance and commitment therapy as the marauder's map for your mind, kind of helping you navigate the intricate terrain of your relationships. So we're exploring the magic of applying ACT specifically to romantic connections and the all too familiar realm of relationship anxiety. I know this is one I've been working on personally. In a study by Twohig et al. In 2010, ACT demonstrated kind of the strength that it has in aiding individuals struggling with relationship anxiety. So we could look at it like it's casting a Lumos spell on the shadows that often cloud our connections with others, giving light to these things that might be weighing us down. So in this study specifically, the team, they set out to explore the effectiveness of ACT in addressing relationship anxiety. They recognized that anxiety, especially within the context of relationship, is a pretty formidable barrier to intimacy and connection. It's like having that Bogart transform into your worst relationship fears. The researchers here aim to investigate how ACT could provide individuals with the tools to not only manage their anxiety, but also to transform it into a catalyst for growth within their relationships. They understood that relationships are really like a tapestry of threads woven of vulnerability, trust, and mutual understanding. So what did this study find? Well, they discovered that individuals who participated in ACT interventions reported significant improvements in their ability to cope with relationship-related anxiety. ACT empowered them to become observers of their thoughts and emotions rather than being engulfed by them. So picture this. You're on a broomstick, soaring above the Quidditch field. Instead of letting your dementors, aka anxiety, take over, you know their presence, you summon your Patronus, your values and your actions, to drive them away. So the study by Twohig et al. Illuminated how embracing and integrating ACT principles can help individuals navigate the maze of their relationship anxiety. It's providing a roadmap for transforming moments of distress into opportunities for growth, communication, and authentic connection. So coming back to another quote from Russ Harris, the actions of love are far more important than the feelings of love. This perspective is at the heart of ACT's application to relationships. It reminds us that love isn't about erasing anxiety. It's about choosing actions that strengthen your bond, even when anxiety tries to cast a spell. Let's move from research to practicality. Here are three tips and tricks to enhance your relationship. Tip number one, practice mindful presence. So instead of dwelling on past worries or futures uncertainties, look to savor the present moment with your partner. Take walks, cook together, and simply just enjoy each other's company without distractions, without interruptions, as much as possible. This might mean you need to schedule time to be mindfully present with your partner. You need to schedule what could be considered planned physical intimacy, planned intimate time, planned mindful present time. Creating a schedule where you can really connect and focus on the present of each other is going to help move past those anxious moments when they show up. Tip number two, clarify your values together. I know we've talked about values loads of times in past episodes. So now this is about creating or co-creating the clarity of values together by engaging in conversations about what truly matters to each of you. When you both understand each other's values, it becomes easier to make decisions that align with your shared vision. So research has shown that couples who are aware of and align their values tend to experience higher levels of relationship satisfaction and overall well-being. When you and your partner share values, it's like having a magical compass that guides you and your relationship toward a fulfilling and harmonious path. In a study conducted by Lavner et al. In 2013, researchers discovered that couples who engage in open conversations about their values have a higher likelihood of maintaining a strong connection over time. How can you discover and integrate these shared values into your relationship? Start by having a heartfelt conversation about what truly matters to each of you. These conversations can lead to profound shared insights with each other. Tip number 3, create rituals of connections. Establish small yet meaningful routines that symbolize your commitment and love to each other. Whether it's a weekly movie night, cooking a special meal, or something else, these rituals foster that sense of connection. And it also leans on that tip number 1 of being mindfully present with each other. The work of the Gottmans has revealed that rituals of connections play a pivotal role in maintaining intimacy and emotional closeness within relationships. So just as wizards have their own spells and incantations, couples too can have your own unique rituals that infuse everyday moments with meaning and significance. These rituals can range from something as simple as a heartfelt morning greeting to a weekly movie night, a regular evening walk together, and the key lies in the consistency and the intention behind these actions. So point number 2, going back to your shared values, that is the intention. What is the intention behind these rituals of connections that you have? Research by the Gottmans also shows that couples who engage in these rituals tend to experience increased feelings of emotional connection, overall relationship satisfaction, and that these rituals act as anchors, reminding you and your partner of your shared history and strengthening the bond that you've created over time. One of the most remarkable aspects of the Gottmans' findings is that these rituals don't have to be extravagant or elaborate. They're the simple moments that become part of your relationship's narrative. They're like the common room in Hogwarts where all the best memories are shared. So whether it's a nighttime routine, a secret handshake, even a special meal on Fridays, remember that these rituals of connection have the power to infuse your relationship with the magic of shared moments. I'm going to invite you to a short exercise. Find your space to close the eyes. Take a deep breath. Start to create a picture of a serene place in nature. So we're going back to the magic and awe-inspiring sense that nature can provide. Whatever place comes to mind, pull it in as much detail as possible. Now imagine being there with your partner, sharing a quiet moment. First, notice what your mind wanted to do when your partner came in. Was there a protection over this space of nature you've created for yourself? Did you welcome them in? Did your mind say, oh, there goes the quiet? What did you notice just inviting your partner into the space? Notice the sights, the sounds, the emotions. As you sit in this quiet moment with your partner in nature. Draw to mind a conversation with your partner about shared values. What's important to you to communicate in that part of the conversation. And let your partner be a sounding board here. Don't predict what they're going to say back or how they respond. Just use this as an opportunity to communicate your values to your partner in this beautiful place that you've picked. And as you're communicating these values, what rituals of connection would come from that value? What actions come to mind? What would that ritual of connection look like with your partner in this place? In this ritual of connection, you've chosen become a daily part of your routine. Without being extra or extravagant, can you boil it down to a simple moment, a simple action that leads you towards rituals of connections? Notice any thoughts coming in to maybe take away that idea. Or you start to hear your mind say, well, that's not possible. My partner wouldn't, dot, dot, dot. And just notice what the mind wants to do with it. Without judgment, kind of let the image of the action, the conversation of the values, just let that fade into the background and reestablish that quiet moment with your partner in nature. Having that present time with them wherever you are in this image. Maybe creating this quiet space with your partner can be helpful to revisit during moments of anxiety. Maybe you want to write down a value or an action that came to mind that you want to communicate with your partner. Or maybe this practice is just for you and just exploration. All of those, none of those, it's all fine. So as we wrap up today's episode, remember, just as nature transforms with the seasons, so do our relationship. So that is it for today's episode, my wonderful listeners. I hope you enjoyed our dive into the use of ACT and relationships with a sprinkle of Harry Potter magic. Until next time, keep exploring, keep connecting, and keep discovering the magic within yourselves. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and a 5-star rating. Maybe even share the love with family, friends, and coworkers. As always, thank you for being you and for being here. That's it for today's episode of the Just ACT podcast. I hope you found the discussion helpful and informative. Remember, you can always find the links to any resources or references mentioned in the episode in the show notes. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback about today's episode or any suggestions for future topics you'd like me to cover, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can contact me directly via email at info@bestillbeconnected.com or follow me on Instagram at ashnfio. As always, I want to leave you with a catchy ACT phrase to help you stay motivated and focused on your journey towards greater psychological flexibility. So today's phrase is, act now, not later. Remember, the only way to create lasting change in your life is to take action in the present moment in alignment with your values and your goals. Thank you again for listening to the Just Act podcast, and I look forward to connecting with you in our next episode.